In 2021, the rental car company Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas. Other rental car companies are following suit. But you should consider one thing before sliding behind the wheel of an EV, an electronic vehicle, Tesla or any other brand. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. As is the case with conventional cars, you'll be expected to return an EV with a topped-off tank. Every rental company has its own rules, but Hertz will charge you $35 if you return an EV with a charge level below 70%. Now, this is different than pulling into a gas station to fill up before returning a conventional rental car, because charging an EV takes time. There are three types of recharging units. The slowest can take hours to recharge an EV's battery, another will take fewer hours, and the fastest will take less than an hour. When I rent a Tesla, I look for Target stores because many have a row of fast chargers with Tesla's logo on them, but I still need to allocate 45 minutes or so. And what happens if you run out of juice while driving an EV? Well, a flatbed truck must ferry your car to the nearest charger, and that'll cost you dearly. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.